哎，尊敬的听众朋友，大家早上好。今天是2019年5月17日，星期五。我们今天又能聆听到我们敬爱的咖啡 Chandra Maharaj 我们讲述盛典博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Okay, which verse?
Chapter 9, verse number 31.
Okay. 31.
31, 对。
Om Agana Tamiranda Syaganandana Shilakaya Chaksuna Militanyena Chasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swaparantikam.Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Vauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desa Sarane Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvyevacha Patitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavya Vomahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Twishe Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Bhagavad Gita Chapter 9, verse 31.
国家梵歌第九章第三十一时节。
Chipram bhavati dharmatma swasas chantam nagachati konteya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranashati.Shifram bhavati dharmatma swasas chantim nagachati konteya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranashati. Shifram bhavati dharmatma swasas chantim nagachati konteya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranashati.
Shifram bhavati dharmatma swaschantimNigachati Kontya Prati Jandihi Name Bhakta Pranashati
Shifram Bhavati Dharmatma Sasa Chanta Nigachati Kontya Prati Janihi Name Bhakta Pranashati. It's a very another this chapter, every verse seems like, you know, one of the most important verses.
在这一章里面每一节都是最重要的时节看起来。
Okay. Chipram, very soon.
Chipram, 很快。
Bhavati.
Bhavati.
Becomes.
变得。
Dharma Atma. Righteous.
正直的。
Swasat Shantim.
Shashwat Shantim.
Lasting peace.
永久的和平。
Nigachati. Attains.
达到。
Konteya.O son of Kunti.
Oh, Kunti 的儿子。
Patijanihi.
Patijanihi.
Declare.
宣布。
Na.
Na.
Never.
永不。
May.
May.
My.
The.
Bhakta.
Bhakta.
Devotee.
奉献者。
Pranashati.
Pranashati.
Perishes.
毁灭。
Translation. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. A son of Kunti. Declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes.
译文，他很快会变得正直，并获得永久的平静。昆蒂的儿子啊，你勇敢地宣布，我的奉献者永不毁灭。
Okay, purport, Yao Tzu. This should not be misunderstood. In the seventh chapter, the Lord says that one who is engaged in mischievous activities cannot become a devotee. One who is not a devotee has no good qualifications at all. The question remains then, how can a person engaged in abominable activities, either by accident or by intention, be a pure devotee? This question may justly be raised. The miscreants are stated in the seventh chapter, who never come to devotional service of the Lord, have no good qualifications, as is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Generally, a devotee who is engaged in the nine kinds of devotional activities is engaged in the process of cleansing all material contamination from the heart. He puts the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, and all sinful contaminations are naturally washed away. Continuous thinking of the Supreme Lord makes him a pure devotee. According to the Vedas, there is a certain regulation that if one falls down from his exalted position, he has to undergo certain ritualistic processes to purify himself. But here there is no such condition, because the purifying process is already there in the heart of the devotee. Due to his remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, should be continued without stoppage. This will protect the devotee from all accidental fall downs. He will thus remain perpetually free from all material contaminations.
要知不应该误解这一点。至尊主在第七章中说，作恶的人成不了至尊主的奉献者。人如果不是至尊主的奉献者，就根本不具备好的品格。但问题是，无论是偶然的还是故意的，一个作恶的人怎么可能是一个纯粹的奉献者呢？这个问题提得好。第七章中解释说，永远都不为至尊主做奉爱服务的邪恶之徒不具备好的品格。国家瓦坛中也声明了这一点。通常一位从事九种奉爱服务的奉献者会在清洗中的一切物质污染。他把至尊和守神置于心中，一切罪恶的污染都自然地清洗掉了，不断地想着至尊主就能够使他得到彻底的净化。韦达经中有一种规定，即一个人如果能够从他崇高的地位上堕落了，就必须经过某种程序净化自己。但是这里没有这种条件限制，因为奉献者由于一直不断地想着至尊人格守神，净化程序已经在他心中。正因为如此，应该一直不断地吟诵 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare， 这将保护奉献者免除一切偶然的跌倒，他将因此而永远的免除一切物质污染。 Maharaj.
Okay, Jai. So, Gita Ki Jai. Can you maybe get closer to your microphone or talk a little louder?
Now?What about now?
Yeah, not as good as usual. But, okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Could try another tactic here. Say something.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.But there is a very strong echo.
Yeah, just a minute. Okay, now?
Yes, now it's good.
Yeah, now you're more on the computer. I was on the phone. Speaker's not good.
Very humble businesses to you.
Yeah, now somehow my camera's on. So this verse is very interesting. It's part of that series. You know, how can someone who's doing something bad be considered a pure devotee?
所以呢，这个事件呢是很有意思的，因为这里面是一个问题，就是为什么一个做了坏事的人还能成为一个纯粹的奉献者呢
？So it's explained, but it's you know, one has to know for sure. Can't we get this question a lot? And sometimes we criticize a devotee who is very sincere because he's not according to our idea of good behavior. So we have to try to see like Krishna sees.
Okay, 所以说呢，就是这个地方呢，我们就要小心。有的时候呢，我们就觉得好像一个奉献者他在修习的时候呢，不是特别的真诚和认真的，我们可能就会对奉献者来进行一些评判或者是批评。但是呢，我们一定要小心，要按照 Krishna 的视域去看待。
So this idea is because Krishna says, you know, if he's practicing sincerely, then he'll become purified. So therefore, he's considered by Krishna. That's what Krishna says.
但是这里面就讲到了 Krishna 说，如果一个人他要是能够非常真诚的去修习 Krishna 知觉的话，那么他就能够得到净化。所以说呢，这是 Krishna 的意见，这是 Krishna 所说的话。
So anyway, if someone is really worshiping Krishna, then, but that's the point, you know. But we should never think, well, I'm worshiping Krishna, therefore I can do any abominable thing. Then it's very bad.
所以呢，就是最重要的一点呢，就是一个人他要真正的去崇拜 Krishna， 但是我们不能够想，哦，因为我是真正的在崇视 Krishna， 所以我崇视了 Krishna， 我崇拜了 Krishna 以后呢，我就可以去胡作非为了，做什么都行了，没关系了。
So it's a tricky thing, but Krishna is saying that if someone does something that's not pious or not proper, but if he remembers Krishna and feels bad about it, then he will still be making progress.
所以呢，在这里面呢，其实就还是挺狡猾的一件事情在这里面，就是因为Krishna 一边又说呢，有的时候如果是这个人他要是没有做了就是做了一些不好的事情，但是呢他又总是想着他的话，那他又能够得到这个净化。
But he has to be humble in thinking I'm very fallen and I need Krishna's mercy.If he's puffed up and thinks I'm a devotee and I can do whatever I want, then that is the worst condition.
是这样的，就是这个人呢，他必须要以一种非常谦卑的心态，然后呢，去想着我需要得到 Krishna 的仁慈，而不是觉得哦，我现在已经这个不得了了，我都已经做了 Krishna 所让我做的一切的事情了，我现在都已经骄傲自大了，这样的这种心态是不行的。
So that's the special feature, humility.
所以呢，这是特别要，这是一个特别的点。
And he's praying to Krishna, help me, I don't want to do this crazy thing.
所以要向 Krishna 去祈祷，让 Krishna 来给我们帮助，然后不要再去做那些乱七八糟的事了。
Then Krishna accepts.
然后 Krishna 他就会接受。
So he's telling Arjuna, you declare it, that the devotee never perishes.
然后 Krishna 让 Arjuna 去宣布
就是Krishna 的奉献者永远都不会毁灭。
So there's a lot of commentary in there. It's too complicated, but I always take this verse that when he tells Arjuna, you declare it boldly, he's telling us, you go out and preach. It's for everybody.
Okay.OK, 那么就是这一节诗呢它有很多的这个评注，那这些评注呢都是挺复杂的。那每次我对这件事情的这个理解呢，就是当 Krishna 让 Arjuna 去勇敢的宣布的时候呢，也就意味着是鼓励他去传教，要把这件消息呢传递给所有的人，要告诉所有的人。
Some say that, you know, people know that Krishna is Vrijvasi and he tells lies, but they'll believe the devotee.But I always take it that Krishna is giving that message. Everyone should preach. He's not only speaking to Arjuna. He's speaking to, you know, this Bhagavad Gita is for the whole universe.
那有些人对这件事的理解呢，就是说 Krishna 他是 Vrijvasi， 他有的时候会撒谎，所以说呢，别人不相信他，人家可能更会相信他的奉献者所说的话。但是我对这件事的理解呢，我就觉得实际上 Krishna 他是在这个鼓励大家要去传教，要去把这个信息呢要传递给所有的人。
And Lord Chaitanya said also, wherever you go and whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也说了，无论你去到哪里，你遇到了某一个人，你都要告诉他关于 Krishna 的信息。
So that's the same instruction. Don't be afraid.
所以呢，这也是同样的这个训谕，就不要害怕。
If I told Indra boldly preach the glories of the holy name, he said that word, same bold word. Be, don't be scared, be brave.
Who Rishi Baba told who?
Indra Duna Maharaj.
Shri Prabhupada 对Indra Duna Maharaj 呢也说了同样的话，就是你要去勇敢的传教，他用了勇敢这个词。
So he was very fortunate to get that personal instruction, and he's doing it.
Indra Duna Maharaj 非常的幸运，能够从 Srila Prabhupada 那里得到这个亲身的训示，而且呢，他现在也在做这件事情。
So, Now today is the disappearance day of Jayananda Prabhu.
那么今天是 Jayananda Prabhu 的隐迹日。
So, you know, we're very fortunate to have had such a person in our movement.
我们非常的幸运，我们有这样的一位奉献者能够在我们的运动中显现。
Even Prabhupada told him, I'm very proud to have you as my disciple.
即使舍尔帕帕也说，我非常的骄傲，有你是我的门徒。
So, if you don't mind, I could say a few things about Jayananda.
Yes, please. 如果你要是不介意的话呢，那我想说一些关于加南达帕布的事迹。
It should help us, you know, because...He was such a good example of a humble devotee.
那这个对于我们来说是非常有益的，因为他是一位非常的谦卑的奉献者。
So even though he was a great preacher, but he wasn't promoting himself like that, always giving class and leading kirtan and everything. He was busy doing service, humble service.
You mean he didn't give lecture and kirtan.
He did do, but not you know, like some people, that's his main work. But his main work was cleaning the temple and fixing the cars.
Jayananda Prabhu 呢，他是一位非常了不起的传教士，而且呢，他也经常的会给大家讲课和领唱 kirtan。但是呢，他却不为此而骄傲。而他而且还会去从事很多的非常的卑微的服务，比如说去修车呀，去这个清理庙宇啊等等。
Sometimes, you know, he'd be, his clothes were dirty because he was fixing cars.
有的时候他的衣服特别脏的原因就是因为他在修车。
you know, if you're fixing a car, sometimes you have to lie down under the car, you know. I don't know if you...
嗯，大家知道，就我们在修车的时候，有的时候必须要钻到车的底下去。
So, one devotee, they came to the temple, you know, first time.
所以有一次呢，一位奉献者，他第一次来到庙里。
And Jayananda was under the car fixing it.
Jayananda Prabhu呢，当时就在车底下正在修车。
And he preached to them while he was fixing the car. All they saw was his feet.
然后呢，加南达法布呢，在一边修车呢，一边就向这些奉献者就在传教。但是这些新来的奉献者看到的只是他在车底下的双足。
And they became devotees.
然后这些奉献者呢，就成为了奉献者。
Another devotee, my godbrother, he came to the temple and Jayananda was the only one there because everybody would go for Sankirtan and Jayananda would stay back and clean and take out the garbage and maybe cook and everything.
还有呢，就是我的另外一位神兄弟，当他来到庙里面的时候呢，他只看到了Jayananda Prabhu在那儿，然后因为只有江南的跑步在那儿呢，他要清理庙宇啊，还有呢，他要把这个垃圾给扔出去，还有要做饭呢，因为所有其他的奉献者全部都出去进行 Sankirtan 了。
So Jayananda had a special way of preaching to new people.
所以江南的跑步呢，他有他特别的方法去向新人传教。
Actually, the best way.
那我觉得呢，这是最好的方法。
He was always busy doing something.
他总是在忙着做些事情。
So he would just say, "Oh, so glad you came. Can you help me?"
所以呢，他总会说，哎呀，你来了太好了，你能不能帮我一下？
Whatever he was doing, he just said, "Can you hold this for me? Or can you do this? Can you carry that?" And people like, you know, naturally like to help people. So it was very powerful.
所以说呢，无论这个加拿大的跑步他在做什么，他都会跟对面的那个人说，你能不能帮我拿一下这个，能帮我拖一下这个。那么因为人呢，他本性上是喜欢帮助别人的，所以说呢，大家就变得这个很有助。
You know that if somebody says, "Oh, can you help me?" You feel like, "Oh, yeah, I'll help you."
因为一般来说，就是当别人在跟你说你能不能帮我的时候，那对方听到这句话的人总会在想，我肯定我要帮你一下。
And so, if we just tell him, "Let me tell you all about Krishna, and you have to surrender," that not everybody will like that.
那如果我们要是只是干巴巴的跟人家说，你现在就必须要了解所有 Krishna 的信息，然后呢，你要向 Krishna 臣服的话，那可能人们就不怎么爱听了。
But he taught by example.
但是呢，他是以身作则的教导。
One devotee that was helping him, he said, "Well, how can we make advancement?"
那其中有一个帮助他的奉献者，帮忙的奉献者就问他，我们怎么能够取得进步？
Jayananda said, "I don't know. I'm too busy."
Jayananda 跑步说呢，我也不知道怎么能取得进步，我太忙了，没工夫想这件事儿。
So that's the best way to make advancement.
所以呢，这是最好的取得进步的方法。
Is to be always engaged in service.
也就是说呢，总是让自己从事于服务。
He wouldn't take anything for himself.
但是呢，你不要去为自己做任何事情。
When he at one point, the temple president had him to go around. The way the devotees were making money was incense.
有一次就是这奉献者他们的这个赚钱的一种方式呢是去派这个香。
And he would travel around selling incense.
然后呢他的庙长呢就让加拿大跑步呢去派香，所以呢加拿大跑步呢就会这个到处旅行着去派香。
And at that time the spiritual sky incense was quite popular.
在那会儿的时候就是被命名为灵性的天空的香是非常的被人喜欢的。
But he would never stay in a hotel or anything. He would just sleep in the park. He had a sleeping bag.
但是呢，他从来他在旅行的时候呢，从来就不会住在酒店里面。他总是住在要不然就住在他的车里面，要不然就睡在睡袋里。
And still he'd have a whole morning program by himself.
而且呢，就即便是他自己一个人的话呢，他也会做这个清晨的早课。
And even years later, the people that he used to go to, they remembered him.
即便是好几年以后，他去过地方的人们也都能记得他。
So many, many stories. First time I met him was when I went to Rathiatra, 1971. I was a new devotee.
那第一次我
I was newly, I'm still not a devotee, but I was staying with the devotees.
Okay.那么关于扎南达帕布呢，有很多很多的故事。我第一次见到他的时候呢，是1971年的时候，参加了这个弹车节上见到他的。当时我还不是奉献者，我和奉献者们住在一起。
Maybe I've been in a temple like 5 months.
然后当时呢，我在庙里面住了大概5个月的时间。
And at that, so right away, you know, it was Rathiatra, and I don't know, somehow he engaged me in.
Okay. 但是呢，就在这个弹车节的时候呢，不知道出于什么原因，反正呢，他就让我去做一些事情。
It was, you know, poppers, we call them, an Indian poppadom.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Poppadom is called an Indian thing. You just cook it.
Okay, 那么当时呢，在做一个就是 poppadom
spicy made out of doll or something.
Sorry?
It's usually made out of doll and they're very thin, and you just
Okay, 就是他当时他在做这个豆汤，然后就是应该是可能是加拿大的跑步请马哈士帮他准备一些这个食材。
Because in those days, the Rathiatra festival was huge, many thousands of people. So we were just cooking many, many thousands of them. It was just big. So many at the same time, and the ghee and oil and cooking.
因为在这个弹车节上的时候呢，会吸引很多很多很多的人，所以呢，他们就一起做了很多的这个豆汤，然后呢，要放很多的油啊，然后放很多的这个 ghee 啊什么的。
Then I used to do carpenter work.
而且我以前呢是做木工活的。
So he came to me and he said, I heard you're a carpenter.
所以呢他来到我的面前，他说呢，我听说你是木匠。
And I said, well, I don't have any tools because I think must have been a little lazy. I didn't want to do a lot of hard work.
但是然后我就说呢，我说但是我没有任何的工具。而且呢，我可能当时就有点懒惰，我就不想做一些劳工活。
But nobody could resist Jayananda.
但是呢，没有任何人可以拒绝加南达。
So he said, "No problem, just come with me."
他说没问题，没问题，你只要跟我来就行了。
So he took me over to the park where the festival was going to be.
所以呢，他就把我带到了正在举行节日的公园里面。
And there's a hill there.
那个地方呢有一座山。
And the hill was called Hippie Hill.
那么这个山呢被称为叫嬉皮士山。
And that's where they'd had the festivals.
他们就在这个嬉皮山这个地方呢举行的节日。
So there was a big pile of wood there, and he said, "We need a stage. You build a stage for the kirtan."
然后那个地方呢有好多这个木板，他说呢我们现在需要一个这个做节目的台子，你呢来帮我们来搭一个我们可以进行对谈的台子。
Then he just left, you know, because he was very busy. He was organizing and tying everything.
然后他就离开了，因为他特别的忙，他得安排所有的一切。
And I just was thinking, what am I going to do? This is a big job, you know.
但是然后我就在想，那我就在那儿待着，我想我怎么办呢？我怎么能做所有的这一切呢
my experience usually was I was working with a very experienced man, and he would just tell me what to do. And, you know, I would do it following him.
嗯，因为我以前的这个经验呢，就是我自己不会做，我只是呢会跟那些有经验的人来，他们让我怎么干我就怎么干，我自己不会主动的去做。
And so I just started doing it, and I did, and somehow I did it.
所以呢，我就开始搭这个台子了。那反正不管怎么样，我是把这台子给搭起来了。
All I can remember is I was thinking this has to be really strong, you know, I have to make, I was trying to make it really strong.
嗯，因为在我脑子里面想的唯一的一件事情就是这个台子要搭得特别的结实，所以呢，我就想尽办法把这个台子搭结实了。
So, and then there was a whole bunch of devotees just jumping the whole time in kirtan.
嗯。在整个的这个过程中呢，就有一群奉献者一直都在这个台子上使劲的跳，在唱一边跳一边唱 kirtan。
And I was thinking the whole afternoon, you know, this is going to break, and I'm going to be.
然后呢，在整个这个下午的时候，我都在琢磨着，我在想，完了，这个台子一定是会塌的，那我肯定我就麻烦了。
Because it was on a hill, and if it broke, and everybody just fall down the hill.
因为那个台子是搭在山上的，如果是这个台子要是塌了的话，那所有人都得从这山上摔下来。
So somehow it didn't break.
但是无论怎么样吧，反正这台子没有塌。
So I told him, I said, thank you, it's your mercy, you know, because I really didn't know how it happened.
嗯，所以后来呢，我就去谢谢加纳纳帕布。我对他说呢，这真的是您的这个仁慈，否则的话，我自己根本就不知道该怎么办。
But he said, "No, no, you did it." He was very encouraging, so I really felt enlivened.
嗯，但是呢，他说这呢，这不是，这全都是因为你的功劳，你做了起来。那所以说呢，他是对我是充满了鼓励的，所以我就觉得很被激励。
He was just like the perfect, you know, like ideal you have a father or something, you know, or a teacher.
嗯，所以呢，他是完美的处在任何一个角色上的。比如说呢，他就像是一个充满了爱心的父亲，然后呢，是一位很好的老师，他对你充满了爱。
Because he loved Prabhupada, so he just was very happy to try to engage other people in serving Prabhupada.
因为他特别的爱舒阿帕帕，所以呢，他就非常的开心的，要让所有的人都能够从事去服务舒阿帕帕的活动中。
So then, I don't remember details, but I guess it was the day before. You know, he said, "Come with me."
嗯，那我下面这个故事呢，我不是记得很清楚了，但是呢，就在这前一天呢，他对我说：“你和我一起来。”
So.That is, you know, my basic whatever. I don't have much talent or anything, but I would just do whatever anybody asked me to do or go anywhere they say. So, you know, had a little value. So I went with him.
那么我呢，实际上是确实还是不是很有主动性的那种人。我只是去做别人让我做的这个事情，而且我呢手上什么也没有，所以呢我反正就跟着他一起去了。
So every Rathiatra, he was friends with everybody in the vegetable market, in the flower market, and he would get so much donations.
那在这个就是这个加拿大跑步呢，他是所有人的好朋友。比如说在这个菜市场呀，还有就是在这个花市里面呢，所有人都特别的喜欢他，所以说呢，他就能够募集到很多的捐款。
Everybody loved him.
没有人不爱他。
But this time he said, you know, in the park there, in this Golden Gate Park, it's a famous huge park in San Francisco.
然后在旧金山呢，有一个非常著名的公园叫金门公园。
And there's a big rose garden.
那么在这个金门公园里面有一个非常大的玫瑰花园。
Now it was night, I don't remember, but.As far as I know, it's, you know, it has a big fence. You're not supposed to, you know, not just anybody can go inside. Maybe in the daytime they let, but they have guards.
Uh-huh. 那我还 我记得就是那个玫瑰花园，是有这个栅栏拦着的，而且呢还有这个保安护管着，所以说是不能够随便进的。
So he just went, you know, all of a sudden we were inside there and he was just picking flowers.
So he just go inside of the.
I was in there with him. I don't remember how we got in there.
Okay. 那当时呢，我和江丹丹跑步一起，我不记得我们是怎么进了这个玫瑰花园的，然后我们就在这个花园里面摘花。
So I said, is this okay to do this?
那我就问他，咱这摘花行吗？
He said, it's for Krishna, of course it's okay.
他说咱是给 Krishna 摘的，当然没问题了。
He was, you know, he just, everything was for Krishna and he didn't, he could get everybody to, let, you know, give him things for Krishna.
就是因为他是为 Krishna 做的所有这些事情，所以说呢，他就能够设法使人们同意他在做这件事情，或者给他一些东西。
So when he first joined, he was taxi driver.
当他刚刚加入的时候呢，他是一位出租车司机。
And somehow he got some back to Godhead magazine, and he would give them to the people riding in his car, in his preaching.
所以他呢就会准备一些回归守神的杂志放在他的车里面，然后呢他会把这个车把这个书把这个杂志呢就派给坐在他车里面的人，以这样的方式去传教。
And so he came to temple to get some more.
然后呢他来到这个庙里面以后呢他就得到了更多的杂志。
And Mukunda Maharaj was there, and he met him and he said, so that time he said, well, what are you people doing anyway? You know?
那么当时呢 you mean that so he got to
I had to ask Mukunda, what are you people doing? You know, I like this magazine. And,
Okay. 对不起，刚才说错了，是这个是 Jananda 跑步呢，他在出租车司机就是在出租车里面得到了回归守神的杂志，然后他就很喜欢这个杂志，他去到了庙里面，然后当时呢 Mukunda 跑步在，然后就问 Mukunda 跑步，你们是做什么的？我很喜欢这个杂志。
And he said, well, Prabhupada's upstairs, you can go talk to him.
然后法布就对他说呢，沙帕帕就在楼上，你可以上去直接和他谈吧。
There's only a few devotees then, and you know, Prabhupada would talk to anybody who came.
所以在当时的时候呢，这个沙帕帕呢会和所有去拜访的人交谈。
So he went up and talked to Prabhupada, and then he just joined.
然后呢，他就到楼上去和沙帕帕谈了，然后他就加入了进来。
So, you know, he was like an old man compared to all the other devotees. He was 28 years old.
当时呢，他已经是28岁了。所以说呢，他跟所有其他的奉献者比起来呢，他就是一个老头。
Mukunda was the oldest. He was 24, but most of the devotees were 18, 19 years old.
Mukunda Prabhu 当时呢是最年长的一个，他24岁。其他的那些奉献者呢，基本上都是18、19岁的年纪。
Some even joined when they were 16.
还有一些孩子就在16岁的时候就加入了。
So he was working, so he became the temple president because he would pay the rent.
那么当时因为他有工作，所以呢他就成为了庙长，他还可以去支持庙里面的这些费用。
That was Prabhupada just told him you get a truck, you know, there's a flat on the back, and then you can build some arches, and you put Balaram on one side and Jagannath on the other side, and Subhadra in the back. So they did that, made it look a little bit like altars.
Prabhupada 就对他说呢，你就可以弄一个卡车，然后呢，在这个卡车里面呢，建一个像是一个庙一样，然后呢，把这个Subhadra 放在中间，然后Jagannath 放在一边， Balaram 放在另外一边，然后把它给搭成像一个神坛的样子。
The next year, he got pictures from Jagannath Puri, then he tried to make one that looked like the Jagannath Puri card, you made a huge card. So,
然后第二年的时候呢 Jagannath Prabhu 他就得到了 Jagannath Puri 的 Radha Yatra 的弹车的照片，所以说呢，他就真正的搭起了一个特别大的一辆弹车，像 Jagannath Puri 的那样的弹车。
So he became well known for Radha Yatra cards.
所以说呢 Jagannath Prabhu 呢，他就
So he went to New York in 76 or something, and he made the Radha Yatra there.
他在1976年左右的时间呢，去到了纽约，然后在这个地方呢，也建起了一辆弹车。
That time he was very sick.
但是在当时的时候呢，他都已经病得很厉害了。
He got a serious cancer.
他得了很严重的癌症。
And a devotee saw him and looked like he was struggling in the morning to the shower, and he asked him, "Are you sick?"
但是奉献者跟他住在一起的那时候呢，就可以看到他清晨在沐浴的时候是非常挣扎的，所以就问他你是不是生病了。
Yeah, he said yes. It's so much pain and. But he didn't tell anybody, he was just working on the Radha Yatra.
So he
told that devotee, "You have to promise me, don't tell anybody that I'm sick, because they might try to make me stop working."
所以呢，他就对这位奉献者他说呢，他说你千万不要跟别人讲我生病了，因为如果要是跟别人说了的话呢，别人可能就不让我再接着坐这个弹车了。Anyway,
the Radha Yatra got done.
无论如何呢，这个弹车做好了。Then
he got it inherited money.
He inherited the money.
Inherit, you know, the mother died, yeah. Not his mother.
Yeah. Then he
had that before, and he gave it all to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada printed some of the first books.
因为呢，他就把他这笔遗产呢都给了舍拉帕帕，舍拉帕帕呢就用这笔钱，印刷了他的第一批书。
And then this time. It was more money, maybe like $10,000 or something.
这会儿呢，他有更多的钱。这会儿这个钱呢，大概是有$10,000。
And he wanted to give that to Srila Prabhupada.
然后他也希望把这笔钱呢给Srila Prabhupada。
Prabhupada told him, "No, you try to find some treatment for this cancer disease."
Srila Prabhupada 说不，你把这个钱呢。 舍巴巴说你把这个钱呢，用作去找一个好的治疗你的这个癌症的这个方法，要把这个钱用在去照顾你的躯体上。So
he went somewhere Mexico or something and got some kind of treatment.
所以呢，他就去到了墨西哥，然后在那个地方呢接受了一些治疗。And then
he went to Los Angeles.
然后呢，他又去了洛杉矶。
And he wanted to make Radha Yatra there.
然后呢，他希望能够在洛杉矶，也建起弹车。
But the temple leader was saying, "No, we can't do it this year." Like those things happen sometimes.
但是呢，在洛杉矶的庙长就说，我们今年不建这件事情，我们今年不建弹车，所以就这样的事情呢是时有发生的。By
that time he was in the hospital, he was more sick.
但这会儿的时候呢，加纳纳帕布是已经住院了，而且呢已经病得很厉害了。But
he called another friend and he planned out the whole how to build a Radha Yatra card.
但是呢，他请来了另外一位朋友，并且呢，也做好了怎么去建起这个弹车的所有的计划。
And He ordered all the wood.
而且呢，他也
ordered the wood.
他呢定了所有的这个木材。
And so one day a big truck came up to the temple and dumped all this wood.
所以有一天呢，这个一个大卡车就来到了庙里面，把所有的这些木材呢都给卸了下来。
So then the, you know, they thought, okay, we'll have a theater.
所以说呢，这个洛杉矶的这个庙长就说，那好吧，那咱还是来办弹车节吧。
So he directed the whole thing from the hospital.
所以说呢，他就在医院里面指导了这一切。
And they built the cart.
他们把这车建起来了。
And I guess he inspired devotees to get all the permission and everything they needed so they could have a parade and a festival.
而且呢，他也这个激励着奉献者去获得了所有的能够举行弹车节游行的这些手续和批准。
And the devotees got really inspired and they made it a huge festival.
然后这些奉献者们，那么他们真的是被激发了起来，所以呢，大家就举行了一个非常盛大的弹车节的节日。
They had elephant rides for the children and so many things.
还有大象啊，还有好多孩子们也都来了，就是特别的热闹。
They got the biggest television station in America to come.
美国最大的电视台也来了。
And.So many newspapers that they really advertised huge.
还有呢，很多的这个报纸也都报道了这个消息，有很多的广告。
Jayananda had left his body even before that.
但是 Jayananda Prabhu 呢，是在这个节日开始之前就离开了躯体。
But that was very auspicious.
但是呢，他虽然离开了躯体，但是呢，也是一件非常的吉祥的事情。
Prabhupada wrote a letter afterward to the devotees.
后来 Prabhupada 给奉献者写了一封信。
He said, Jayananda's death is very glorious.
说 Jayananda Prabhu 的离世是非常的光荣的。
It's very good that he said, what is the use of this stupid body? Better to give it up.
他说了这个非常的好，就是这个人有什么用去用这个愚蠢的躯体呢？最好还是把它放弃。
Because by that time he was very weak, he couldn't do anything. Previously he was very strong, big body.
那么加丹的帕布他本来是身强力壮的，也是非常的高大魁梧的。但是后来当他病得很厉害的时候呢，他都已经非常的虚弱了，什么都做不了了。
But the cancer just wiped it out.
因为癌症扩散。
So, Prabhupada said he has left his body very wonderfully and he's gone to Vaikuntha.
所以呢，他就说，释迦帕帕就说呢，他非常美妙的弃掉了这具身体，然后呢，他去到了 Vaikuntha.
Everyone should follow the example of Jayananda.
每一个人都应该追随 Jayananda Prabhu 的榜样。
I'm very proud that I had such a nice disciple.
我非常的骄傲，我有一个这么好的门徒。
His picture should be on all the Rathyatra carts.
所以说呢，他的照片呢要摆在所有的弹车节的这个弹车上。
And in all our temples, a day may be set aside to honor him.
而且呢，我们的庙里面也都要崇拜他，要荣耀他。
Just like we do on the disappearance day of other great devotees.
所以呢，我们要纪念他的这个隐迹日，就好像是我们去纪念所有的在我们的传承中的这些伟大的奉献者一样。
And Prabhupada wrote another letter after he died that was addressed to him.
在加南的帕布去世以后呢，舍帕帕为他写了一封信。
And he was saying how much I love you and how I was proud to have such a disciple like you. And you were always chanting.
他的这个信里面呢就表达的是我是多么的爱你，我是多么的骄傲有你这样一位门徒，你总是在念诵。
So, Prabhupada, in that letter he said you've gone to Goloka.
在这封信里面Sri Prabhupada说呢你去了 Goloka.
As in, Prabhupada wrote that if you had any material desires, you would go to the heavenly planet and live there and make advancement. But then he said, you were listening to Krishna Kirtan, so you went to Goloka.
Sri Prabhupada 说呢，如果你要是有任何的物质的欲望的话呢，你就会去到天堂的星宿，然后在那个地方得到净化。他说，但是呢，因为你领唱了 Kirtan， 领唱了 Krishna Kirtan， 所以说呢，你去到了 Goloka。
So anyway, there's so many stories about him, and but everything centers around his complete humility and dedication to just serving. Prabhupada always glorified his service attitude.Is the most important thing, not your skills or your money or your beauty, but your attitude that you just want to serve.
那么对于迦南的跑步呢，有很多很多的故事，可是所有的这些故事呢，全部都是围绕着他的谦卑和他的奉献之情而展开的。那么舍拉帕帕呢，就告诉我们，其实对于我们来说，我们真正的重要的是我们要去服务的这样的心态，而并不是我们到底具备怎样的技能。或者有什么样的才华。
So that Krishna knows that we may not know, we may think, oh, this person, they're not so good. But Krishna knows whether they have that really sincerity. That's very hard.
所以说呢 ,Krishna 他是真正的了解这人，他在内心中是不是有这样的一份真诚的。那在我们其实是不知道的，因为我们看到这人也许可能他做的不好，做的不对，但是其实我们是不知道的。
So we want to encourage everybody, and we should also think, rather than thinking how imperfect someone else is, we should think how imperfect I am.
所以说呢，我们要做的事情就是我们应该去鼓励别人，而且呢，我们不要再想着别人在某件事情上做的有多么的不好，不对，而我们要想着我们自己是多么的不完美。
Sorry, Mara, please.
I'm running out of time.
Yeah, sorry.
This is
when
so
we
sweet.
Glorify devotees, it's so wonderful. Nobody wants to stop singing.
Yeah. Maharaj, you know, there were lots of questions. Maybe next week, you only answer the questions.
All right.
Okay, because from previous week and also from this week.
Okay, if you want to make a special class just for that,
some other time,
you can just let me know and then we can arrange.
Okay. I'm sorry, Marj. I really have.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Sorry, I missed on Wednesday. I just got forgot it was a codicil.
Okay, I thought that it was yesterday.
Okay.
Jai. Vaikuntha 之音 Hare Krishna. Vaikuntha 之音服务员聆听各位尊敬的奉献者大家早上好，那我们今天的这个讲课呢就到此结束了，非常非常的感恩卡维山德马尔这位我们的精彩讲述。那实在对不起大家，今天因为是我自己没有时间了，所以不能请马尔这位我们回答这些问题。那我们在下一周或者另外安排一个时间呢，请马尔这位我们专门回答这些问题。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常非常美妙的周五。Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Everybody can see me with my Chinese glasses. They're supposed to protect you from the computer's bad vibes.